Yo, 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 it's your two friends, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome back.
Welcome.
To episode 7 of No Ideas.
Just Vibes.
Episodes brought to you every Thursday.
Every Thursday, people, we back, we bigger, we better.
Mad. We are back and I'm gassed because the bakery last week was closed.
It was shut down. Yeah, we came up with a little something, something.
COVID caught us and it caught us both together.
Both so badly. If you could see the way this virus finished me.
No, honestly, we both were finished. No,
it was... I'd never felt a flu like this in my life.
This girl calls me crying.
No.
Days in a row.
I cried to you, no. No, it was really horrible. For anyone who's actually had COVID, look, we felt the pain, man. We felt it.
So for all of you that asked, sorry that there was no episode last week. We're laughing because nobody asked.
Yeah, but... literally, for all of you guys out there, non-existent crowd here.
No, I'm joking, I'm joking. We were closed last week, but we're back, we're better. We wanted to do an episode on Christmas, never happened, but happy new freaking year, yes. Bitches.
Honestly, happy new year, welcome to 2021. All I'm saying, I hope all of you, entered this year, with your mouths closed, you're wearing your sunglasses, you've got a warm jacket on, don't talk to anybody, just look into your own lane. Okay? Don't come and disrupt the glory of anybody else. You know?
Why have you got to have sunglasses, you stupid head?
because it's like, look, you're being inconspicuous. Nobody needs to know about you.
Fly under the radar.
Low key, on a DL. She's a joke.
So listen, let me jump in and ask you. Okay, I know we've been in ISO.
Oh man.
And I know it was actually hard.
Yeah, isolation. It was.
Do you know what? Lizzie was ill.
Bruh.
And I was stuck in my own thoughts. So for both of us, that's the worst possible situation we could have been in.
Honestly.
But having said that, we're still gonna dig deep.
We rise up.
Yeah, I mean, rise up too, but we're still gonna dig deep. We're gonna
rise up again.
Shut up. We're gonna dig deep and we're going to rise up.
Yes.
With some of the things that happened to us, the three top things that happened to us in ISO.
In isolation.
So hit me.
All right, let me hit you with it. Do you know what? Yeah. Isolation was a mad period. Like, I'm literally standing here and I'm just thinking back and I'm like, wow, like that actually happened like less than 2 weeks ago and I was in a completely different physical health like state, like mental state. I was finished, right? And the main thing for me is obviously because I was on my own, I had so much time on my own to just really like think about like my life and like what is going on and you know how people are treating me and where I am in my life. So I had a lot of time for like introspection just to like look inwards, and to be honest it provided me like the best clarity that I actually needed going ahead into a new year. So like the timing was, look, my saying, everything happens for a reason, right? And there's divine timing for everything. That timing was just, somehow it worked for me, even though it was after my birthday, which is weird.
It was after birthday. Do you know what? It was over Christmas. It was over New Year. We were stuck in our separate rooms.
Yeah. Finished.
It was a lot, but I love the word introspection because I think that is what everyone tries to do going into the new year, but no one does it because they're just really hungover.
Yes.
And don't have the time. Mm-hmm. But that's good that you sat there and you actually...
Honestly.
The main thing for me is that you found some energy closer to New Year because
before
Christmas, even if you wanted to, I don't know, reevaluate your year, this girl was knocked for six, bro.
No, I was in no physical state to do that. Like, honestly, even walking to my bathroom, which is not even that far, it was actually a struggle.
Like, she tried to call me, ask her to come to her house, collect her, take her to her bathroom and drop her back. I said, are you mad?
Yeah, that's what friends are for.
I said, are you mad?
Like, you scratch my back, I scratch
I ain't scratching nothing. Okay, so introspection, what else?
Introspection, that really happened. And also, I think, you know, off the back of, you know, introspecting, I suppose, if that's a word, I had like a period where like my creativity just completely bloomed. Like, in terms of, you know, obviously I had time to think about what I wanted and what I want to achieve and stuff. So in terms of me sort of brainstorming ideas around that, I just went through a period where I was like, oh my God, like, that is so sick. Like, you know, these are ideas that I can bring to work. Like, these are ideas that I can bring to myself, like, in terms of other projects that I'm working on. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what universe I, like, COVID took me through. But, you know, I came out on the other side and we about to make shit happen because...
Yes, I love like... that. I love that. I wish you guys could see us right now because the way we're smiling from ear to ear we're back is mad. Like, yes. you know when you things get put into perspective... And I'm really here, like, I'm alive, and I'm going to give you every morsel of energy that I've got in the tank.
Yes.
Take it.
Yes.
Have it.
It is yours.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because when you think about where you came from, and you think about where you are today.
The strength.
Mm. Honestly.
The creativity. Now, I'm happy for you, man, because... It's mad. Lizzie wrote some beautiful piece.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, you had this whole revelation.
Literally.
I remember that day when you called me and I was like, wow, this girl's really making waves on her own in her room by her window, like Annie.
Literally,
do you know what I mean?
Literally, by the window, like. It was a great moment. But, honestly, like, those are the two main things. Like, I know I meant to say three, but, like, I got two this week. Like, two for the whole period. Those are, you know, the most overarching things. Because most of the other time I was just watching Netflix. Do you know what I mean?
And like, there are no rules here.
Yeah, man, look.
I say three, you give me two.
I got
you
two.
You give me two, I give you one.
There
whatever.
There you go.
Whatever.
That's it. Come on.
I did actually get three.
Okay. Go on, Mrs. Threepence.
You can't wait to be on that. Okay, so let's roll through this. So the first thing was that obviously in my room, I kind of felt a little bit sick, but not hugely ill. So the difficulty for me was feeling like I could go out and do stuff, but not being able to.
Yeah.
So I channeled that into writing more spoken word, which I haven't done in ages. Mm. I know.
Yes,
so
to the spoken word. If people are not listening, she's speaking the word.
It's not that great.
It's absolutely sensational.
It's not that great, but...
It is wonderful.
Thank you. However, I managed to create and make something of my time. So that is really exciting. One of them is actually something we've talked about before, which was having a creative block and figuring out why I block myself creatively. Mm. And the other piece was about basically dressing however I want to dress and not being judged by being androgynous.
Everyone
who says something can piss off, frankly.
Yeah, you can fuck off and you can go to the bin with the waste men.
With the waste men.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the first thing, which is pretty sick.
I love that for you.
The second thing was, do you know what? Bearing in mind the people I live with do a big Christmas and New Year, they treated me like a goddamn princess. Mm. I was taken care of. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I literally just remember one of the FaceTimes that we had and you were swinging your bottle of wine.
My chalice.
Your chalice of wine in your room on New Year's Eve. And she was living and I was like, she had the dankest sunglasses and I was like, you go, girl. You live.
Live and let goddamn live.
Honestly.
But yeah, man. So I was treated so well. And I think you really realise over this period, like, who would actually ride for you? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you know, who actually sends you those memes, checks in on you, gives you a call. Like, all of the people that I expected to be my people were there for me. Mm. And I was treated so well.
Mate.
And I was looked after. And I couldn't be more grateful.
Honestly.
That it just firmed what I already knew, which is my people are really my people. Yeah, and they would ride for me and as I would them.
Big facts.
So,
Not everyone has that, man. And it, honestly, if you're fortunate to have people like that, like, hold them close.
Hold them close.
You know.
Do you know
big
what I
facts.
Mean? So, yeah, so that was pretty dope. Mm. So I really felt a part of things. And I actually had, like, a banging Christmas.
Yeah.
And even one of my friends, I was on FaceTime to on New Year's Eve, was like, that was one of the best New Year's I ever had. And this girl parties, like... she really goes hard. So for her to be like, I actually had the best time on FaceTime to you was mad.
So
it was pretty mad. And the last thing was, I actually made a new friend.
Yeah.
Okay, which is like, Elizabeth's looking at me.
That's a big thing because she don't make friends like that.
I don't actually just accept
that's
people
not even
like that.
It's just does not make friends like that. Like
acquaintances all the time.
Oh, mate, easy.
Facts. friends, good luck. Do you know what I mean?
You ain't got a chance.
But I made a new friend, someone who actually messaged me on the back of one of my spoken words. And we got to chatting briefly and suddenly we just clicked, like, obviously over books.
Both,
like, massively geeked out on books. Mm. And I was like, I'd love some recommendations. The person was like, tell me what you have already. I reeled a few off. They were like, that's the same as my bookshelf. I was like, we are one person.
Oh my gosh.
You are my spirit animal. And we should be friends. I'm formally asking you, will you be my friend?
You're my spirit animal, therefore we should be friends.
Honestly, and I'm just learning so much from this person. And yeah, like...
Oh my God, you know
I
what?
I feel happy.
I love moments like that because when you find someone, yeah...
Yeah.
Look, yeah, this is going to sound mad corny, but, like, I felt that way when I found you.
Oh, my God, the way... Get away from me.
When we met, yeah, at our old workplace, I was like, actually, this girl's got the energy that I'm looking for.
Yeah, come
like, on. Like, when you find your match in a friendship, my God, you're living your best life.
And when you know, you know.
When you know, you absolutely know.
Bearing in mind, the job we met at wasn't the one for us, but every morning we came in and without fail, we look at each other. We were in the worst mindset because we didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, from deep within... Yeah, you know the vibes.
We were just doing a little one.
We would dance
no.
Every morning. In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
This girl's dancing right here. I wish you could see it. Madness. But yeah, man.
I wish it was a song.
When you find your people, like someone on the same energy frequency as you, it just clicks like anything else. And I found one of them people, and that person actually has like really, really helped me through that whole quarantine period. I think we chatted pretty much every day.
We
learned so much about each other and it was mad.
No, that's good. Crazy. I love that for you.
So that was like what?
No, honestly.
Me?
You came out of isolation with a mate. What?
Unbelievable scenes, mate.
For you, yeah, that's something. Mm. That's really something.
Yeah. So let's take it to the new year because it's 2021.
We're in 2021.
I wanted to ask you about New Year's resolutions, if you like. I know we don't specifically stick to resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of give the year a blanket term. Would you say that's right?
Category,
yes. Mm. And the category is... Yes! So that's what we do every year. So tell me, what is your category for this year? And what are the weird kind of New Year's superstition-y type things do you promise yourself?
Okay, do you know what? Yeah, for me... I'm going to lay it out really quick and simple. I think as a result of Corona, which obviously affected the world, there are a lot of things that we can be grateful for. And just the fact that you are listening to this podcast and you, you know, managed to find us through whatever medium, that in itself is a blessing. So my category for this year is gratitude because I think...
It's a must!
Look, do you know, like... It started dawning on me, like, I think when I, like, moved into my new flat and I got my dream job, like, once that happened, I was like, wait, shit, if I can do this in a pandemic year, there are actually a lot of things to be grateful for. The fact that I can wake up every morning, like, I can move, I can eat, I can see, I can hear and enjoy music. Like, when you deep it, there are so many people in this world who do not have those pleasures. And because they're such a norm for us, we take them for granted, but, like, when you actually deep these things, as tough as life can seem for us sometimes, like, you just have to be grateful for the bare, for what we class as the bare minimum. People would kill to have such a privilege.
So let me ask you, you've given, you know, yourself that category.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to make moves to actually implement that throughout the year? Because it's easy to say, you know, let's be grateful. We all know when we actually deep it and in times of need and trouble that we have so much to be grateful for.
Mm.
But how are you going to actually implement that to ensure that it feeds into every day of this year?
So
I don't know if you've thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, if I...
I don't know why I always have to get so fucking profound.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you want to...
Holding you to account.
Why do you want to take me sideways, you know?
But just in case you have, I was interested.
No, I mean, I haven't. But if I was going to think on my feet now, I would say... because I have my diary, which my friend so wonderfully gifted to me on my birthday.
Yeah, shout out, beautiful diary.
Oh, honest to God, it's a papier diary, if anyone knows papier, or papier, if you're going to say it with an English accent.
Don't have put on that stush face.
Sorry, but it's papier. because I write in that journal every day, like, it allows me to just reflect on the day and find things to be grateful for in the absolute bare minimum. So because I've written that to myself as one thing that I'm going to stick to, write in my diary every day, I have to be grateful every day. And even so, like, just small things, saying please and thank you and asking someone how they are and checking in, like, so far, I've started really fresh. I'm just like, okay, let's try and keep the ball rolling as much as possible.
Lovely. And nice, I've got to ask, because you haven't said this, but assign a colour to every year, which is something very unique to Lizzie. I don't think I've... Stop whining, Elliot.
You lot can see us, yeah.
Yeah, what a joke. So tell me, what colour do you assign to this year and why do you assign a colour?
Yeah. So, do you know what? Obviously, last year we had our categories, but I was like, no, 2021 year, because I'm 24 and obviously I was really, you know, excited for this age, I was like, let's take it up a notch and let's assign a colour to the year. So my colour of the year is actually yellow. Now, yellow is an interesting colour for me because, number one, it looks bloody amazing on my skin tone, you know.
Bonus!
that is the category, do you know what I mean? That's number one. Number two, my room, I've called it the golden hour because it's a place of warmth and, you know, you obviously know this room, like, there's so many warm tones and it's, like, yellow undertones to represent the golden hour. Number three, my first room when I was younger, where, like, I started dreaming and stuff and, you know, having all my ideas, was actually yellow.
So little, like, Lizzie is a dreamer.
Yeah, little Lizzie is a dreamer. My room was yellow. My graduation dress was yellow. So I'm just like all really happy moments in my life.
You graduated in sunshine.
Bruv, I graduated in the sunshine. Right? I was living, bro. No, I was living, right? So yellow is an important colour for me. So I'm just like, do you know what? Yellow is a happy colour. I'm a happy person. And to top it off, yellow, actually, thanks to my friend who works in like fashion and like marketing, she has said that yellow is the colour of the year in fashion.
Mad.
And I said that my colour of the year was going to be yellow before she even told me that. So the fact that I'm in sync with like the fashion industry, bro, that's a sign.
She's too fashionable.
That's a sign.
Yeah, I mean.
The colour's called illuminating, so... This is why you need your sunglasses, people, because I'll not be shining.
Oh my God, nah, she's a fool. Okay, nice. I like that.
That's me. That's my New Year's. But come on, what about you? 2021.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to be disappointed.
No.
I'm bringing back last year's category. And I say that because I don't think... I was juggling between atonement and... what was it?
Discipline.
Yes. And last year was discipline, but I feel like I did more atoning. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word?
I'm saying. Could say so, but yeah. I get it.
We're just gonna roll with
it.
This year, I really want to focus on discipline as the overarching category. I want to try and be disciplined in every sector of my life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Even down to skincare routine and putting my aligners in to straighten my teeth.
No, please, this is
Let's
serious.
Let's get into it. This will embarrass me.
If I should talk.
Please embarrass me. But yeah, so that's basically what I want to implement this year.
Yeah.
And love like that. You have a colour.
Come on.
I'm taking a specific topic.
Okay, scary. Okay.
And the topic that I really want to get to grips with this year is understanding more about the trans community.
Okay. I feel like, you need to talk about that because I feel like something must have triggered you to go into that direction, because it's so specific.
So, do you know why? I feel like with the things that I support, that I'm interested in, I really feel like I do my due diligence to educate myself around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one of the standout things that I will wholeheartedly say, oh, you know, I support this community, you know, or I'm interested in this, that I actually haven't gone and educated myself nearly as much as I should have to stand there and say I'm an ally, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I am an ally in one sense, but a true ally is doing more, thinking what is the next step for me in order to fully understand how to use the terminology. And I don't feel like I've done enough.
Okay.
And I feel like it's one of those things that takes time because I hear all of these terms all the time, but I don't necessarily know how to use them without revisiting their meaning again.
Yeah.
And that, for me, wanting to be an ally, that should come naturally, but it's not because I haven't looked at it over and over again for it to enter into my long-term memory. And for me, that's a mistake.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I want to allocate more time in doing that and know that by the end of the year, I could fully speak, you know, with the trans community and stand with them knowing that I feel as though I'm in the know.
Yeah.
And I'm not just being an imposter ally.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I don't rate that.
But you actually know your stuff and, you know, you can say it with chest because
you're
that interested that you actually want to take time to learn and understand. I completely understand that. I think, you know, as we were saying earlier, so many people have these things that, you know, they say that they love or, you know, they're just an absolute fan, expert in it. But, like, when it comes down to, like, you know, talking on it or just, you know, yeah, just talking on it, like, people are stuttering. And I'm guilty of that. Like, I, for example, you know, I love photography. Like, I love photography. I love visuals. Like, I'm such a visionary. But I have never really, like, taken time to pursue anything in that direction. So yeah, like, I love that. I think that's really good to have a topic to just actually work on.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's just important to say, you know, if someone was to be like, oh, in the past, Alara, I heard you say X. And then you're like, you can't just stand there and say, I support this. Yeah, tell me why. If you can't tell me why, if you can't tell me how, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. We're going to find it out.
We're going to find it out. Yes, so I've got to push for your plug of the week because it's half time here.
Okay.
God, I'm out of touch with this whole thing. Yeah, starring.
Gotta get into the groove of it.
Yeah, step into the groove.
Get into the rhythm. The rhythm and the breaker is.
Somebody said no. No, you're so embarrassing. Get back here and tell me what your plug is. Pull yourself together.
No, I've really taken it too far now. Okay, so my plug of the week. I'm plugging some music, people.
Girl, she is.
Come on. So, basically, I'm plugging an artist called Hope Tala.
Ooh!
Now, this woman, when I tell you lot, that she's taken rhythm and blues as a genre to the freshest level in the dictionary. I can't even begin to speak.
If you want to find her as well, check out some of the alternative R&B playlists.
Yes.
Because, she's hard, man.
No wonder my top Spotify genre was alternative R&B because I was banging her out. Like,
it's Hope T, man.
Oh, my God. Hope Tala. Nah, she is beautiful, first of all. Her whole aesthetic is just everything. Her songs are so versatile, but they just put you in a good mood. Like, basically, my favourite songs, Crazy, Cherries, and Anywhere. Nah. You listen to them songs and you get back to me because you're about to enjoy yourself. That's it.
That's a great plug.
Honestly.
That's a great plug.
Come on, put me onto something.
Okay, well, in the spirit of understanding the trans community.
There we go.
I have not read this book, but I've been told it's fantastic to understand.
Okay.
Terminology, etc., and it has a glossary at the back. And I've just ordered it. It is called They, Them, There by Eris Young.
Okay.
So I'm going to give that a go, but I'm plugging it because from my newfound friend.
Oh, yeah.
Who I trust when it comes to books.
Come on.
I don't think I need to read it. I trust a judgment.
There you go.
So, yeah, that's what I'm plugging.
Come on. Big up, man. Let's begin to educate ourselves, people.
Love that. Okay, so finally, we're into a new year. So I'm going to have to ask you three things that you are leaving behind.
Okay. All right. Do you know what? Yeah. So, the one thing that I'm leaving behind, just to start the, you know, get the ball rolling and all that good stuff.
Yeah, roll the ball.
Do you know what? I'm leaving behind toxic people, okay? I don't need toxicity in my life. And I think everyone needs to do a yearly, a monthly, a three-month quarterly audit on who the people in your life are and whether they are toxic to you. Can I get an amen?
A freaking men.
Can I get an amen
no,
in the back?
I'm only giving you one.
Okay.
I'm broken. You're
you actually broke me. No. Okay, but big facts, people, look.
Toxic to you, and that's the key.
That's the key.
The key is everyone has the ability to be toxic.
Yeah.
It's about picking the people and keeping the people that are not toxic to you.
Yes.
Because the ones that are toxic to you, for whatever reason, are trying to tear you down, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm, I don't want it. I'm saying no to that, and that's the end of that.
I love eight.
That's eight.
I love eight.
Okay, number two for me. I'm not settling for anything, and I'm not settling for anybody. Okay?
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be scared.
Should I up my game?
You should be scared. I told you, I'm illuminating this year. Do you get?
Bloody Nora.
I'm blooming.
Okay.
Look, yeah. Look. People them. Yeah. Brethrens. All you brethrens out there listening. I bet you don't know your worth.
And how can you just tell? You don't even know who's listening. How can you just tell people, you 2021, happy new year, you don't know your worth?
I said, I bet you don't know your worth. And that is what I want you to go and make a top priority in your life this year. Because you should not be settling for anything less than you deserve. This is coming to do, you know, how your friends treat you, how your workplace treats you, how your man treats you, how your woman treats you. Why are you settling for shit, bruv? If you've got a problem, go and talk to someone about it.
Let me try and help people out, okay? Let me say it from my perspective. I bet you know your worth, but I bet you don't allow yourself to be treated by your worth, by yourself or other people.
There you go. Oh, she flipped it.
Yeah, come on, flip the script.
There we go.
Jesus.
No, that was lying.
Yeah, you like that?
No, I like that. But basically, yeah, guys, don't settle. Do you know what I mean? Understand your worth. Set yourself boundaries and make sure that the people around you understand your boundaries. And then we will all move in a progressive way in society. Okay?
Drop the mic.
That's it.
Drop the mic.
That's it.
Hard.
I'm done. Nah. That's it.
Did you say three?
Okay, no. My third one.
All right.
Don't worry, I've got to wheel it back.
She back.
I'm wheeling it back. The third one that I am leaving behind, well, that I'm going to try and leave behind is overthinking. Because I think, you know, especially in the pandemic, you know, you have a lot of time on your own because, you know, you're not busy, you know, seeing friends or going to the bar or whatever.
Because it's a pandemic.
Yep.
There she goes, detective.
So I am going to try not to overthink things and just sort of take life as it comes. In saying that, I'm still going to have like a plan for myself, you know, what I want to do and stuff. But look, if not now, then when? Because tomorrow is promised for no one. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got to live, like, I'm living life as if it's my last day, but like, I'm still thinking about
the future
as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that
and I sense. Think overthinking is something that we are all guilty of, but like, I've got to try really hard not to get too much in my own head.
But also, I think what's really important with that is understand what your coping mechanisms are when you start to overthink.
Yeah.
Understand the trigger, be able to recognize it,
yes.
And then say, what do I do to bring myself back to just thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's reach out to a friend, utilize that.
Do it.
Do you know what I mean? If it's get your head in a book, yes. Utilize that.
If it's listen to a song, you do it. If it's go and eat chocolate, you eat it.
Give us another example.
No, if it's wearing a specific hat, you
wear it. Say no more.
Honestly, do what you gotta do, because at the end of the day, you are special. Do you know what? I'm going off on one.
You know when Lizzie goes on these profound monologues?
I start speaking, I start prophesying to you guys.
Honestly, I call her Isaiah. Do you know what I mean? Go home, Isaiah. Bring back Lizzie, because... Nah, man.
Sorry, guys. Look, those are my three.
It's deep.
Look, yeah.
No, jokes aside,
there is truth to what I'm saying. Yeah, that's it. Okay, Lars, over to you. True things, 2021. Let's go. Number one.
This whole episode is too much. Okay.
Numero uno.
Number one. What I'm leaving behind is the shadows.
Okay, now you see how mine was all like hype and joyful and, you know, a bit of a vibe.
Mine's all cryptic.
Where's your idea?
Listen.
Where's your idea?
Let me break it down for you simpletons, yeah? Okay, the shadows. I feel like self-doubt is a massive cloud over your life that casts a shadow.
Mm.
And I've been spending so much time walking in my own shadow. And that's good because it's been my own, but I want to walk in my light.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
There's the idea.
Yes, you preach it.
So,
yes.
This year, at the tail end of this year, I've been very good in doing that,
mm-hmm.
in stepping out of my shadow of self-doubt,
mm.
and following and pursuing things that I really want to do career-wise,
yes,
and hobby-wise. So let me stick to that.
Yeah.
Don't look at the shadows and think, oh, I need to cool down. Think, no, amp up the heat.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Burn
Bring
me.
It up. Bring it up. Let it live, man.
See, she loves it.
Rise it up.
I knew she'd come around.
Take it to the next round.
This girl, she's too happy to be back. She's too happy.
I need to rest.
Sorry, let me crack on. I'm so sorry. Our stupidity.
Nah, honestly.
Okay, the second thing I want to leave behind mm-hmm. are grudges.
Yeah, big facts, man.
I am notoriously good at holding fucking grudges.
Let's stop doing that.
And I've actually done well this year to let that go and put a lot to bed. But since I put a lot to bed, new ones have risen up.
Mm.
I need to really focus on letting go of that because that's energy being spent yes. in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to take some of that energy and spend it in a good place
spend it in your light.
You know what I mean?
As you said, that statement.
That's it, man. Mm. So yeah, so hopefully I can leave grudges behind, mm-hmm. but that's going to take some work. And the last thing I'm leaving behind is not my choice. It's a fucking salary. Do you know what I mean? I'm leaving behind a salary because I'm pursuing my own things.
Not by choice.
Not by choice.
I'm leaving the salary.
Listen, I'm leaving the salary because we're in a pandemic. Yes, I'm still unemployed, guys.
No.
Week one, I was saying this. Week seven, we still here. But yeah, what I mean by that is I'm not saying there's no hope for me getting a job, but it's more I'm leaving behind like a good salary.
Mm.
It's going to be a lot of hustling and going from, I don't know, pound to pound. But I know I'm leaving that behind. I've made peace with that. And as long as I've got, you know, money for bread,
mm-hmm.
we keep it moving.
Do you know what I mean? Man. As long as you can make ends meet, that's it.
That's it.
You're still living. And that's it. And the fact that you're still living is an opportunity to make a change every single day. There you go.
Thank you, Isaiah. Okay, let me jump into the three things you want to implement this year consistently.
Consistently.
I'm really sorry for my friend.
I need to stop.
Are you good? No. Jump in.
Okay, so, number one. God, I'm too happy, man. You can't judge me for being happy. Leave me alone.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so, number one thing that I'm going to try and implement consistently is to go for a walk and to write in my diary. So, as I was saying before, look, writing in my diary allows me to, you know, check in with my category every single day because I have to reflect on my day, think about what happened. Even if it was a shit day, like, I'm still taking time for myself to write down what has happened so I can look back on it in the future and be like, yeah, I remember that day, but I'm so glad for where I am now, in, you know, a year in the future. So going for a walk as well. I need to get some fresh air and I love walking, so... is standard.
Specifically on your own?
Oh, on my own. Have some music in, like, you know, before work, after work, lunchtime, like, just to take a break, like, spending time on my own, like, I love that shit, like, bruv, your own company, like, once you're happy in your own company, everything else is coming, I'm telling you.
She's telling you.
I'm telling you now. So that's my first point. Second point, I'm loving myself every single fucking day of the fucking year.
Bars.
Literally, because somebody signed me, like, okay, no. No, look, yeah. I want to love myself every day in anything that I do, right? Even if, you know, I get up in the morning, I look like shit, I'm still going to be like, look, you've got really nice eyes and that is your weapon today. You're at the front, let's go. Do you know what I mean?
Go to a coffee shop, wink at someone.
Yeah, let's go.
You know what I mean?
My hair can be ratatata.
But your eyes are nice.
My eyes are nice. So we're living, do you know what I'm saying? At least my eyes look good. So
let's go, man.
At least my smile, you know. It brightens up a room, so it's fine. Do you know what I mean?
No, I love that you're loving yourself, man.
Yeah, man, come on. Look, as Tiana Taylor said it,
self-love is the best love.
And there you have it. Before. So that's number two. And number three is actually just being consistent. And I think that sort of ties into discipline, your category.
Yeah, man.
Consistency is something that we all fail in because, you know, we get tired, we're human beings, there are days we can't be bothered, etc. But I just want to be consistent, you know, in my work, with my friends, with my family, with my side projects. Like, consistency is hard, but look, the mindset for me and consistency, that's the key. And that's that. That's my 2021. How about you, broski?
All you've done is embarrass yourself for 40 minutes.
I hope you guys have had a smashing time.
All right, okay, so my three. The first one is, and I think I've said this before, as a tip, I would consistently like to send a message of support to one stranger a week.
Mm.
Obviously, we're moving into an age where we're consuming a lot of stuff online.
Yeah.
I always say that I see it. I say that we don't action it. But this year, I really want to do it. That's only 52 things.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not a lot of messages. Not a lot. It's 52 things where I see someone and I, instead of just commenting, I DM them and I just say, yo, this was hard.
Mm.
So that's it. That's something I really want to do because people do it to us. Someone messaged us on our NIJV account today and it just really picked up my spirits. No. I was struggling to come to Lizzie's and record, and she said something so wonderful.
So nice.
She said, keep creating content. Yeah. It was so wonderful to listen to you guys, literally, blah, blah, blah.
Don't let anyone take your opportunity away because you guys are doing so well. And I was just like, for a stranger to say that.
Isn't it?
It's so uplifting.
And I thought, I can't be taking, and being lifted up by other people, but not giving that back. No, so let me pass that kindness on. That's the first thing.
I love that.
The second thing is a very strict bedtime and strict rising time.
Now,
what's wrong?
I don't know how you're going to stick to that.
No, but listen, obviously there are occasions, where that can't happen at a party, etc.
Mm.
But majority of the time, if I am at home and I do have the ability to, I would like to be in bed just to wind down. Mm. The reason I say that is I don't need to be out like a light at 10:30, but I'm a crazy insomniac. And this last week, I haven't been sleeping till 4, 5, 6, 7 in the morning. And then wasting the day. No. And I hate that. And I'm so good at getting up early.
Mm.
But I really struggle to go to sleep. So I just need to give myself, let's say 10:30 and we wind down in my room with meditation or whatever I do until 11:30. So I'm relaxed and peaceful off the phone.
It is the best way. Because I've started doing that, actually. Getting into my new routine because I'm exercising every morning. And just getting into bed by 10 latest, watch something, you put your lighting on, and you do go to sleep. And when you wake up, it's just okay, actually, I feel okay.
Yeah.
I feel okay because I've had enough time for my body to actually rest, so.
But proper wind down is key. So I want a strict bedtime and rising time.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, man.
Thank you. We'll see if it happens.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and finally,
re-education.
Okay, so like I said before, I just want to get gritty with shit.
That's it,
man. Do you know what I mean? I just know there are so many things that I have to unlearn. There are so many things I have to relearn. And even though I consciously know that, am I actually allocating time and taking the steps to relearn and unlearn what I know I need to? Gonna let that sit for a second.
Okay, just let that marinate.
It's all good and well saying, I know this, but let's take the steps to actually do it.
Mm.
And that's key for me.
Yes.
Because I want to speak on so much, and there's so much I don't speak on because I'm not educated on the matter, and that's only down to me.
Mm.
Give the time.
Yes.
And that's it.
No, mate. Love it. I love it. Do you know what? 2021 is going to be what we make it.
That's it.
We've all entered in quietly, which means that we are all minding our own business. Which means that there's business that needs to be done, which means that the onus falls on you, okay? Nobody's looking at you but yourself, okay? Make yourself proud.
Make yourself proud.
Sorry, Isaiah.
Make yourself proud, Isaiah. Bloody hell, he's come out quite a few times. Okay, so I'm going to jump into my tip for this week because I think what you said is definitely true.
Mm.
Make it what you want, but also be mindful that we're still in a difficult place.
Yeah.
So I think my tip really feeds well into that.
Mm.
So the tip I got is a quote and it says, stop measuring days by the level of productivity and start experiencing them by degree of presence.
Wow. Whoa.
So
let that sit,
in
guys.
Having said there is work to be done.
Yeah.
Also understand that you don't have to have a crazily productive time to feel like you have lived.
Mm-hmm.
What we mean by business is just be present in your job.
Yeah.
Be present in with your housemates. Be present when you're with your food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Be present with yourself.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think as long as you're being present,
mm-hmm.
whether that's productivity or not,
mm-hmm.
that is just a really beautiful thing.
Mm.
And that quote, I've got obviously shout out where the quote came from.
Come on.
It came from We the Urban.
Oh, We the Urban. No, okay. Their quotes bang.
Their quotes bang. And obviously, I'm going to tell you what they do anyway. They're basically a Black-owned platform celebrating inclusivity, self-love, and marginalised voices. They're called We the Urban on Instagram.
Mm.
And, they have a lot of followers. I'm sure a lot of you will know who they are. But if you don't, definitely go and check them out because everything they say is very empowering and really a spot on.
Mm.
And I think it's always good to kind of take time to remember that.
So over this period, isolation, someone pointed out to me like a trait in me that I'm really, really passionate. So I think I want you guys to just really look, you know, this week and just try and find like your passion. It could be, and the thing is, it could literally be anything. I'm not talking about, oh my God, I've been called to make music. I've been called to, you know, be a shoemaker. It doesn't even need to be that big. I don't even know. Look, find your passion. If you found that, I don't know, making bread makes you so happy, make some bread that week.
Send us some
bread, bruv. Let's compare notes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the bakery always likes new suggestions. Do you know what I mean? But look, I think find your passion, because for me, when you're passionate and when someone can see like passion and like life in you, you're living, you feel alive, and you can always go back to that thing to make you feel something. And that's what I've always said, you know, when I was an actor, my thing was, I want people to feel something when I act. So make yourself feel something by finding your passion, and then let me know what it is and we can talk.
And passion drives progress.
Passion drives progress.
She loves it.
Passion it from miles away. Passion with the things you say. Passion it from miles away.
All right, kids, listen. We've missed you. Isaiah's missed you.
Oh, I've missed you guys, man. That's, I hope you missed us.
We're going to keep creating content, hopefully over the 6-week lockdown. Yes. So if there are any topics that you want to hear us talk about,
come on,
send them in.
Send it in. It doesn't matter how stupid, how you know, crazy it is. Send it through and then we'll get baking.
We will get baking.
We will get baking. And that's it, people. There we go. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Ilaria.
We out. Bye, bitch.